Hello, this is Jason Emerald. You're listening to Cohen Meander. And I need to tell you about amazing spiritual experiences. This is the Sandy experience. I was living out on my craft site. It's an acre of desert out not too far from Veguita, New Mexico, about an hour south of Albuquerque, about half an hour north of Socorro. I was working at New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology, one of our main research universities in New Mexico. I was living out I was living in the blister, as I call it, a geodesic dome, still there, made out of PVC, pretty inexpensive, cost me nuts. It doesn't matter how much it cost me. And I was sleeping out there fitfully, I must say, but I was using a Ford Explorer, Eddie Bauer Ford Explorer, a really nice vehicle that I on and off had used for kind of sleeping in this kind of car. I was car camping while I was working and for a few months. And it got really bad gas mileage. So I was working hard on why on earth would I say I was working hard? Anyway, I was doing some research, trying to figure out what was the best thing to do about vehicles. And I wanted to get a really efficient vehicle. I had in the past gotten another amazing blessing about trying to find efficient cars. My first car that was really this way was a Geo Metro, and it was a chicken coop. Anyway, no, it was so I had to get a new vehicle on a weekend, and we were living in Tucumcari, and I needed a new vehicle because I had gotten the job at Portales at Eastern New Mexico University. I was going to go work at their training and technical assistance program, child care, training and technical assistance. And I need a really inexpensive car. And there was an ad in the Thrifty Nickel back in the day. They used to have these classified ad newspapers, and that's all they were, was classified ads. And just before the internet, by and large. And they had put it in, there was this ad for a Geo Metro, and I knew Geo Metro's got good gas mileage. And they were wanting like $1,000 for it, or $950. It was like, oh, that's pretty cheap. So Lisa and I went down there, and this poor Geo Metro, they didn't even clean it up. It was a horrible, horrible, horrible vehicle. It had been used, it had been parked out in the middle of somebody's field, and the chickens had started using it as a chicken coop. So it smelled interesting in there and was full of chicken feathers. And, and it was in various states of not really sure if it actually worked. And went and looked at it and picked it over. And boy, let me tell you, it was one of those things. This often happens to me. I wake up on a Saturday morning and I hadn't been thinking about anything like that at all. But something came in my head and said, you need a car. And it's like, I got to go get a car. And so we went to Clovis. And it was the first time I'd ever done anything so gutsy in my life for going, and the guy said, okay, well, it's $950. And I said, you know what? I've got $400. I'll give you $400 for it. And he went, oh, he said, how about 900? And I said, oh, so I'll tell you what. I said, I'll give you 425. And he said, oh, this isn't going very well. And he said, okay, fine. I'll sell it to you for $425. And we went and we put a new battery in it. And that was really all that it really needed to work. I got it. It had just right at 100,000 miles on it. And over the course of the next 2 years, and I didn't do anything to it except oil changes. I seem to recall I did something else. It wasn't major. I did something else, and I didn't put hardly any money in this vehicle at all. And I put another 200,000 miles on it before it just started. It started having transmission problems. It had a manual transmission in it. But let me tell you, it was fantastic. Getting about 50 miles to the gallon was just amazing on this little vehicle. And certainly wasn't rated for anything like that. So anyway, that's not the great car blessing, except for the fact that, boy, let me tell you, it was probably the matter of 15 minutes of waking up on a Saturday morning, and by just after lunch that day, I had this car, and a car that served me well for 2 years. For going back and forth to Portales, I had that job for a year and a half. And then, I taught school. And I taught school, so it was almost 3 years I had this car. And until I just said, it's not. And I sold it to some kid for 50 bucks. Anyway, so let's go forward in time again, back to I needed to get a more efficient car, and I was doing research. And my first thought would have been, hey, I need to get one of those Geo Metros again. But Geo Metros had become kind of a boutique item and very expensive, to the point to where it was like, you're not going to be able to find one of these for a decent price, even though they were, they were many, many years old. They were very old vehicles. The people who grabbed them, they were starting to be grabbed to become dune buggies and stuff like that. I couldn't find an expensive version of that. So I did some research. The research pointed me toward Mitsubishi Mirages. And so I started saying, I need to get a Mitsubishi Mirage. And it was the whole thing of, and I was looking at, there's places far distant. They would deliver the car to you these days, but that added, $1,000 to the sticker price. And one of the car dealerships in Amarillo, no, in Albuquerque, I was working, every week I would take a trip to the temple in Albuquerque, go and do a session there. That was where the money was really getting drained, was that those trips into Albuquerque. Anyway, the dealerships advertised that they had one of these things for $9,000. And I had $9,000. I had more than that set aside, but I could afford to just buy a car outright for $9,000. And so I called them up on the phone, and they said, we don't have any such car. And I said, it's right here on your website. Look, it's right there. I said, I'll even give you the number. And they said, we don't have that car. I don't know why they're putting it up there. I don't know if it's one that we're trying to get ready. And I said, I don't care if it's ready or not. I said, I just need this car. And they said, it's not available, whether we have it or not. It's just not here. So they said, well, okay, fine, whatever. They But something in me said, go up anyway. You know, don't trust the person you're talking to on the phone. Go up anyway. It was tricky because I tell you, I had to leave work and drive like a bat out of Hades up to need to eat my orange. up to Albuquerque before they would close. You know, I'd get off at 5 and then I'd book it up there. It'd be like 6:30. And of course the places say, well, we really closed at 7, and you go, yeah. It was this time of year, it was February, and so it was already dark. And so just this little impression I got, listen to some of my recordings, you get the you do understand that you get impressions from the spirit, and boy, you should act on them. So I drove up there. I forget what day it was. It was early in the week, probably a Tuesday. Booked it from work, got up there, went to that car dealership, and they said, dude, whoever you talked to on the phone, they weren't lying to you. We don't have a Mitsubishi Mirage. Looking for a used one. Anyway. And I was totally dejected. And I have to understand, Albuquerque, there's this whole street that I swear every single car dealership in Albuquerque is on this street. You, new and used. Lomas. And I said, well, I've taken this trip up here. I'm in Albuquerque. I'm on Lomas. I'm going to look at other lots and see if I just happen to see what I'm looking for or see something comparable. And I looked around at several lots. And no luck at all. There was this one lot, cheap used car lot. Not one that you would really like, you know. Anyway. And the spirit tickled me again and said, go look back at this other lot here and look way back in the back. And I was like, I've already been at that lot. There was nothing there. Nothing in the price range that I was willing to deal with. But the spirit said, go back to it. So I did. And I searched a lot harder this time. You know how they have their nice looking cars in the front to entice you, to get you to come in. Back in the very, very back, next to the ones that were destroyed and broken and, you know, broken out windshields, stuff like that, there was the very car that I'm sitting in right now. 2015 Mitsubishi Mirage. And it's like, oh my gosh, there it is. So I took down the information that I could see. It was getting dark. It was already far dark. It was like 8 o'clock at night. Every place had shut down. This place had shut down too. But it's one that just had, you know, like a couple of bars up front so you couldn't steal the cars. But all you had to do was step over the bar, and you were on their lot. Anyway, back to the crash site, got some sleep, went to work the next morning, called the car dealership. And those guys said, we don't have a Mitsubishi Mirage. And I said, I was at your lot last night. And look, there's this, go look, here's the information that I got off of the car in your lot. And the lady went and looked, and she said, oh, sure enough, we do have it, although it's not, we weren't really planning on selling it yet. And it was like, yeah, yeah. So I said, tell me how much it would cost. I really want that vehicle. And they went, okay. And I got it for $6,000 something. It ended up being $7,000 total. And it was really weird for them because they weren't used to anybody coming and buying a car from them outright. Their business is finance. The fact that they give you cars, that they sell cars, is only incidental to the fact that they're really a loan company. And, you know, you make loans on the cars. Guy Marty in Amarillo. Anyway, the spirit so much worked on me, and I've had this car for, it's coming on 3 years now. It's done me a good job. I really haven't had to do anything major. Of course, I lived down dirt roads, so it's got a little extra wear and tear than normal. And if you've been listening to the recordings, you know that I just went over 200,000 miles on. I bought it at about, 80,000 miles. And I put a lot more on it now, so 200,000 miles. And not done with it yet. I've sometimes prayed that I would find another job someplace else when this car goes kablooey, something bad happens to it. And that's almost like tempting fate when it comes to the heavens, when it comes to the Lord and his organization up there. That when I say that, of course, this thing is going to work right up until the moment when I get my Social Security. I've got a pension and Social Security coming to me, and we'll see how that goes. This car will probably last the whole time since I'm praying along those lines. And I tell you, do I believe in a God of miracles? This is the part of the Book of Mormon that I'm in right now. It is in Mormon chapter 9. And Moroni, the son of Mormon, talks a lot about believing in a God of miracles. And do I have miracles happening? I should never have been able to find this vehicle. There was no reason why I would have ever known that this vehicle was in the back lot of that little chintzy used car lot that I would have never had anything to do with. Absolutely stunning how I got this opportunity, that this thing laid in my lap. And isn't it amazing? And God cares about us having the ability to have the cars that we drive. And I use that all during my time at New Mexico Tech. All of the commuting I had to do for the job at Sandia, and now all the commuting I'm having to do at the job here in Amarillo. But I am in constant awe of the mercy and the kindness and the love of the Lord Jesus Christ for his followers and trying to do what he wants us to do. Simply amazing. That's all I have to tell you for today, is how wonderful and fantastic all these things are. God wants to take good care of you. God will help you in your righteous desires. If you listen to the recording just before I did this one, I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, so I can't really refer you to something. We'll probably have something to do with the last 11 years. I'll just call it the last 12 years, I think. And you can listen to that about God's help in my life. Not that it started 12 years ago. It started long before that. But I started to really see it so vividly that I couldn't deny the blessings that I get. And it stuns me that my children, who have decided to take the stupid, I'm sorry, absolutely obtusely stupid route of saying, I don't think God exists. I don't think there is such a thing as God. I have faith in the government or something else. And it's like, you guys are just, I'm sorry. It's sad to say, but I think you're so stupid in that you don't take the opportunity to have these things. My own children, some of them lived with me through these wonderful things. I'm just totally floored by the fact that they don't listen to me more. But isn't that what modern society tells you to do? Your parents are all stupid and you shouldn't pay any attention to them. And they're going to get you into more trouble. And you need to pay more attention to your cohort, to the people around you. They're so much smarter. And you go, I don't claim smart particularly, although I think my IQ is pretty high. It doesn't matter. I said, I have learned to be more reliant on the Lord and the heavens, Jesus Christ, God, and the amazing things that have come to me are just, oh, I can't hardly express them how wonderful they are. But anyway, just another example, the car. I'm in the car right now, and it is a blessing to me, and I put synthetic oil in it. And that's one of the things I've learned over the years is the joy of synthetic oil. If that's all you get out of this is to use synthetic oil, it's sad, but it's good in a way. You need to pay more attention to God. Let me leave you with the blessing of my fathers to help you along the way. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord causes the Lord smile upon you. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I ruined the blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord causes his face to smile upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift his countenance towards you and give you peace.